Wednesday night, Var Halachin Chavis Halavis, or Ladalit Adar Beit. So we have Tainus Esther this year, and because Purim is on Sunday, or I should say Yudalit Adar is Sunday, so we fast on Thursday. Right? So why don't we fast on Friday? We don't fast on Shabbos, obviously, but why don't we fast on Friday? So the Mishnah Berurah says, you're not Koveya, a Tainus Sibur Lechatchila on Friday, because Kovet Shabbos, because you have to say Slichas and Tachnunim, and as we know, people have to go shopping and they have to prepare for Shabbos, so it's it's too much to say Tefillah v'Sachnunim, and that's why we're not Koveya Lechatchila on Shabbos. There's actually another reason, on Erev Shabbos Lechatchila, there's actually another reason that's brought down, because Shelo Yikonesh L'Shabbos K'Shehu Me'uneh, which the Moshe Tainus B'Chairos won't take place on Friday, even though there's no Slichos and Tachnunim on Tainus B'Chairos, but because of that reason, Shelo Yikonesh L'Shabbos K'Shehu Me'uneh. Obviously, the reason doesn't apply when the day of the Tainus comes out Friday, like Asorah B'Teves. Okay, now, so the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. He says, if someone was traveling, maybe he was on a plane, right? And he forgot that you fast on Thursday this year. So he ate because he forgot. And he came home and he says, what's everybody eating such a big suda for? He says, because we fasted. He says, oh my goodness, I forgot. So he should fast on Friday. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. He should fast on Friday. Obviously he's saying, because in Hanami there's no Kviyas Tainas Tzibur on Friday, but he ate, he forgot about it. So I was wondering, I looked at the Mishnah Berurah and I said, why doesn't he just say if someone by mistake ate on Tainus Esther on Thursday, so he should fast on Friday? Why does he have to come up with this scenario that the guy forgot totally that it was Tainus Esther and you're supposed to fast today? Why didn't he just say if someone ate by mistake on Tainus Esther on Thursday, he should fast on Friday? So I'm thinking, you know something? What happens if you eat by mistake on a Tainus? So the din is, if you eat by mistake on a Tainus, you have to be mashlim tainus. You ate. Okay, so there's aneinu, yes aneinu, no aneinu, but you have to complete the day and fast the rest of the day. Right? So maybe maybe if you forgot and you ate on Thursday, if you forgot and you ate, so today's tainus Esther, so you have to finish the day with a tainus. So you ate by mistake. It's like every tainus that you ate by mistake. You finish the day in the Tainus. You don't fast a different day instead. And maybe this case is different because he's like Mufka. He doesn't know it was Tainus Esther today. So that's why he ate. It's not like he ate by mistake. You forget yourself. You take a bite to eat and you pass by the kitchen. Here, he was oblivious to the fact that it was Tainus Esther. So maybe, that's what I thought. Then I looked around in Sfarim, and they don't make the chiluk. And in fact, I saw in a Sefer Beferish, if a person forgets and eats on Tainus Esther, so he should fast on Friday. In a year like this year, he should fast on Friday. So what's the guy, what's the safest makar? This Mishnah Berurah. So I'm thinking to myself, maybe this Taka Chilik. Maybe it's a Chilik. But then I thought about it some more, and I said, there's no Chilik. Why the Mishnah Berurah picked such a weird case, I don't know. But if you look in the halacha of the this cases where you fast on Friday, the Mishnah Berurah's cases, no, I'm sorry, not on Friday, on a regular Tainus Esther. This cases of a Koi Veinai, and the Mishnah Berurah has certain cases which are more kal, you're not feeling well, on a regular Tainus you'd have to fast, Tainus Esther is more kal, you could eat. But he says, but you have to fast a different day instead. So if you look in the Shaar Tzion, he says, the Tainus Esther was never hukba for a specific day. He brings down from the Gra that those that fast 3 days Zechel of Tainus Esther is our Tainus Esther, not that Tainus Esther of Tainus Esther in the Megillah, where she fasted for 3 days. But they fast Zechel to this Tainus Esther, what they fasted when they went to Melchama and Yud Gimel. So there's cases where you can't fast on Tainus Esther, regular day, regular year. But so and the din is Mishnah Berurah says fast a different day instead. And in the Shaar Tzion he says because Tainus Esther was never hukpa for a day. He never hooked up for a specific day. He says it b'shem the Gra. And if you look in the halacha of where it says if you eat by mistake on a Tainus, you should complete the day in fasting, No, you don't fast a different day instead. You complete the day in fasting. So the Shaar Tzion says there, because the Tainus was hukbah for that day. So you can't just fast a different day instead. There's no din tashlumin. You blew it. You blew it. You ate by mistake. You have to complete the day not eating, but there's no other day to make up because it's hukbah for that day. So if you add up the Shaar Tzion, it comes out that the reason for this din is probably also because, not because you're oblivious to Tainus Esther, but because Tainus Esther is different. It wasn't hukpah for that day. That din is based on the fact that it was hukpah dafka for that day. So the Sefer probably is right that if you, but then a big enough mean, if a person eats by mistake on Tainus Esther of this year, he has to fast on Friday. That's the din. If not like every Tainus, that's what would come out. I had to have a minute to say a chilek. But this Sefer passes this way, based on the Shaar Tzion's reasons, the Chayrid is that way. So it turns out, halacha the maisa. If you eat by mistake on Tainus Esther this year, by mistake, you have a bite to eat. You have to fast on Friday. That's what comes out. What? If you have to fast on Friday, you can party. L'chora, that's what it says, because you have to fast the next day. I'm sorry, the nature of this doesn't allow for questions. My chef Shmaitzer Shir is like pining for any now. And we all have to go to Sasson's Bar downstairs. So that's also pressure. I really apologize. L'chora. But I'm still not convinced, because why would the Mishnah Berurah pick such a crazy case? That the guy is taking a trip and he forgot it was Tainus Esther today. Well, you just say he forgot and he ate. So I'm not convinced, but l'chora. That's what I'll say. We have to ask him for more time. Okay. We'll go back to the Baruch Halvavus, Shaar Avos Hashem. We're in the last perek, and he's describing someone that has reached the top of the mountain. He's consumed with Avos Hashem. He has no self-will. He just wants what Hashem wants. He's in love. Like the Rambam describes in Hilchos Tshuva. And he says, Tira osom kshemesaskim imom ka'achay aboshas. When you deal with them, they're baishonim. Very interesting. Like, why would an oiv Hashem be a baishon? Because he's not, you know, he's like always only the fnei Hashem, I guess. He's always consumed with thoughts of what Hashem wants. So he doesn't really have an ego. And he doesn't really have, in a good way, not in a bad way, not in a way that we have to send him to a therapist. So, l'chora, they're baishanim. Ukshemadabr mimoim chachomim, but you know, you talk to them, hey, they know their stuff. Ukshashalam osam yodim, ukshatchotim lohem, if someone does something against them, anovim, they're moichel, they're humility, and they don't, they're moichel right away. Tirutsurosum shalalayim, or, their countenance shines. If you could peer into their heart, you would see people humbled before Hashem and brokenhearted towards Hashem. And they are busy talking about in Torah or talking words of wisdom, talking about Hashem. And they're not talking about what people usually spend their time talking about. We'll stop here.